Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
One night I was sitting there and this idea came to me. I knew it was from God because my ego followed it and it wasn't on my vision board. It was so clear, so well formed, and I felt a total peace about it. I'm here to remind you, whatever thought is in your head that keeps coming back to you, it's not on your vision board or in your business plan and your ego is telling you it doesn't make sense, I want you to know that God has something for you. You know it's something to do with this one thing, but you need to stop being invisible and start stepping up. The Esther in you is ready to come out. The woman you were meant to be is waiting for you to make that decision. God has not forgotten you, and He has something big for you, but it has to do with this decision. And it's not on your vision board, and it's not helpful to your ego. I feel like there is so much happening in this world that God is calling His women to be more visible with your talents, your skills, and your heart. Maybe that's why there's so much more fear and self-doubt plaguing women today. There is a place of visibility for you. You just need to take it. I'm reminded of Esther, the woman who was an orphan with no prestigious background. She became a woman of influence because God planted her there. All she did was say yes. She said yes, and she didn't let her ego get in the way. And when it came time for that something big that was happening, she was in a place of influence that ended up saving an entire people. Remind yourself, you have Esther in you. All these women who have gone before you have led you to this moment with this opportunity. Whatever that nudge is, girl, don't ignore it. It is a time for you to get visible, to get fierce, to let Esther rise in you in a beautiful, feminine, faith-filled, godly way. I cannot tell you how many times I have been scared out of my mind as I move forward with an opportunity. I felt both called to and sick with nerves about it. But I knew that God would shut that door if it wasn't for me and push it wide open if it was. That's just what He does. She who kneels before God can stand before anyone. Don't let that inner voice keep you hiding when God's ready for you to step up. You are in control. The truest version of you, the one God created you to be, she knows exactly who she is and exactly what she's meant to do. If you need some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.